any chance you would make a mistake to try to come in and take any one of us, we will not let you. You will die. You will have to take anybody over all of our dead bodies.
Love is the only weapon.
Shit! Bullshit! Martin Luther King died with love! Kennedy died talking about something he couldn't even understand, some kind of generalized love, and he never even backed it up! He shut down! Bullshit! Love is the only weapon with which I got to fight. I got a hell of a lot of weapons to fight! I got my claws, I got compasses, I got guns, I got dynamite, I got a hell of a lot to fight! I'll fight! I'll fight! I will fight! I will fight! I will fight! I will fight! Let them hear it in the night! Let the night roar with it. They're out there. They're out there. They're listening. Let the night roar with it. Let the night roar, because they can hear us. They know we mean it. We'll kill them if they come.
Very much I've tried my best to give you a good life. But in spite of all of what I've tried, a handful of our people, with their lives, have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what happened today. Not only are we in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and are in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we have in mind to do with our babies. And except by the greatest of prophets, from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So, to sit here and wait over the catastrophe that's going to happen on an airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. It almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman is nearly killed here. If you can't see your people's children, you can't take off your people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. If we even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom suffers violence, and the violence will take it by force. But we can't live in peace, we must die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We've been so terribly betrayed. We've tried, and this Jack Dean Martin said, I don't know where he's at right this moment, this Jack. He said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. Now, what's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. Well, it's just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do, and he will do it. He'll do it. What's there being so bewildered with many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous? It was just too much for me to put together, but I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. if the plane gets in the air, you know. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like we used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anybody? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we're going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. And what we'd like to get people who cause this stuff, and some people here are prepared to know how to do that. When down and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. We can't get the plane in time. Who's responsible for it? Who brought these people to us? The Indiana Myrtle. The people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. And not take our death in vain, you know. Yes. Is it too late for Russia? His life's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. If it's too late, I can't control these people. They're out there. They're gone with the guns. And it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I would. I'm going to split my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And I say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Ujjar, who tried to get the man back here. And Ujjar, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break up his family. And they've all agreed to kill us by any means. And I say, you think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjar? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived this for all, and I'll die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine, and I appreciate you've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you have two sides of one issue, two sides of the question. What those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make the Russians not accept us. When they get through lying. They throw so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I say let's make an airlift to Russia. That's what I say. I don't think nothing is impossible.
Well, how are we going to do it? How are you
going to
airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
Oh, they gave us the code that they let us know of an issue. Not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. They'd give us the code. We can check on them, see if it's on the code. We can check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living that's treacherous. I have never, 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 never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. You know, Christine, it's not worth living like this. It's not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20-odd.
That's a small 20-odd. 20-odd. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think
we'll
go down.
You don't think we'll go down? I wish I could tell you right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, Teddy Blakey for the murder of his mother. And he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly planes out of pilots.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about the plane for us to go to Russia.
For Russia? You think Russia's going to want... No, they're not going to... You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We had some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my thing.
Well, someday everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it. 1,200 people's lives in my hands, and I certainly don't want your life in my hand. But I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. Once I have to pay, I'm standing with you, Jara. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. My attorney says detach myself. No. I never detach myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. The next time you'll get to go to Russia, the next time around. This is what I'm talking about for now is in the dispensation of judgment. This is a revolutionary suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call. We will put it to the Russians. And I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll take it.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But, I look at all the babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree. You know? But also they deserve much more than they deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I laid down my life practically. I practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not have any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you. A person's a fool who continues to say that you're a winner when you lose. Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. Who said that? Come on up and speak it again, honey. Say him up and say it about all right. It's taking off. No plane is taking off. Suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody, can they talk? Can they not talk to San Francisco? See, the Stone does not get by with his infamy. His infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. To have us destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated. We let them the end to defeat us.
Did you see, I live to fight no more forever?
Yes, I saw that.
Did he not have some sense of pride and victory in that man? He would not subject himself to the will and whim of people who tell us that they're going to come in whenever they please and push into our house, come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. This is not living. That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I sought.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped the rest. If they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped the rest.
It's over, sister. We've made that day. We made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day.
We win when we go down. Tim Stone has nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Then he'll destroy himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator, I'm speaking as a prophet today. I wouldn't step in this street and talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. And if anybody called back, the immense amount of damage is going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. You can't either, Christine, if you stop to think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think, as an individual, I have a right
to do, and I'm listening.
What I think, what I feel, and I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not criticizing myself. What's that?
Christine, you're only standing here because he is here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
Well, I suspect he has much right to speak to anybody else, too. What'd you say, Ruby? Well, you'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you don't know you don't die. You'll regret it.
Many people?
I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, as a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world.
I'm not talking to her. Will you let me talk?
You talk.
Will you make her sit down and let me talk while I'm on the floor? Or let her talk?
I'll probably tell your leader what to do. Here he is. I've listened to you. You asked me about Russia. I'm right now making a call to Russia. What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. If Rusty gives me one slight bit of encouragement, I guess now I'm instructed him to go there and do that. All right, now everybody, hold it. William, come, hold it. Much longer, main game. Lay down your burdens. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take our life right now. He had taken it. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I'm not going to assist this system. Or they got to shoot me to get food to some of these people. I'm not letting her take your job. Can you let them take your job? We are born before our time. They won't accept it. don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered. And if they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever. I have no quarrel with you coming up. I like you. I personally like you very much.
People get hostile when you try to...
Oh, well, some people do. But then, you know, it's just some people do. Put it that way. I'm not hostile. Yeah, to be honest, if you stayed and if you'd have wanted to run, you'd have run with them, because anybody could have run today. They would have wanted to. I know you're not a runner. And your life is precious to me. It's as precious as John's. And I do with weight and justice and judgment. I've waited against all evidence.
That's all
what comes
thing.
Now, folks? What comes now?
Stay peace.
What comes? Don't let this. Just take Dwyer on down to the East House.
Everybody be quiet, please.
So you've got some respect for our lives.
Let me sit down.
I know. I tried so very, very hard. I'm trying over here to see what can happen to our fans. Who is it? Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about you, Jara. I said Dwyer. Ain't nobody gonna take you, Jara. I'm not letting them take you, Jara. Get in, folks. It's easy. Yes, my love.